Just before official results of Indonesia's hotly contested presidential election were released, one of the candidates pulled out of the vote counting process. Former Army General Prabowo Subianto called the July 9th election problematic and non-democratic. He alleged widespread fraud on the part of his opponent and the likely winner, former Jakarta Governor Joko Widodo, also known as Jokowi. Mr. Prabowo had urged the commission to not release the results for 2 weeks, saying an investigation into the allegations of fraud should first be completed. Australian political analyst Kevin Evans, a longtime Jakarta resident, told VOA's Victor Beattie the election was relatively clean.
Indonesia's got plenty of experience managing free and fair elections over the last 15 years. When the wash-up of the election takes place, that's a very fair and proper thing to do as well. That what we will see, I think, is that it's probably time for a serious look at media ethics. I think that there were certain media outlets that were overtly biased one way or another. That's unusual in Indonesia. I know that in other countries, partisan media is considered fairly standard, but here there's been a longer-term kind of view that the media should be a little bit more objective. And the bias goes both ways. It's not simply from one way. Both sides have had their pro and anti.
Mr. Widodo, of course, is known by his nickname Jokowi. What was the reason for his victory?
It's actually in part why a similar reason why Mr. Prabowo also rated quite strongly, because it was the process of eliminating candidates, through the period had been going on really for 2 years, I think, in an informal way. But I think the people were looking for a kind of leader that is able to deliver fairly actively on promises made. What I think helped Jokowi in the end was a sense that he's actually delivered as a government leader. He doesn't make a lot of noise, or he doesn't raise his fists and so forth. But there's a problem there, and he deals with it. And I think what people are looking for are problem solvers here.
What do you expect his administration to be like?
Well, he will be the first president whose political experiences really only cover the post-reform era. His experience is a leader under a presidential system, and his experience has been further that he hasn't needed oversized coalitions in order to govern. There's a general predilection among his predecessors that there's a need to have a firm majority on the floor of the parliament in order to be effective. He's actually had experiences for the last 2 years in governing Jakarta where he's really only had 20% support, and he's managed to deliver quite some fairly remarkable startups and programs that no one had been able to deal with for 25 years. His experience in actual political life is that he doesn't need these oversized coalitions. So we may have a government that comprises fewer parties and is a little more disciplined. He doesn't come from an aristocratic elite. He doesn't come from a political party family elite. He doesn't come from some Jakarta-based center. He's really just a normal citizen from the regions. And I think these kind of statements play into that narrative.
Is that the reason for his relative popularity and the attractiveness of his candidacy, that he's a fairly fresh face and he's from a different kind of background?
I think what actually has gained him a lot of success isn't that, actually. I think people try to simplify it a little. What's driven his popularity is the fact that he performs. And he's a local government leader. He's actually a political figure who's actually done things, who's actually been able to get the system to work, has actually been able to deliver various reforms and changes that haven't required, huge sufferings by the public. And they've all been very carefully, politely and patiently negotiated, bringing everybody on side. And I think those are the kind of political skills that people hold in high regard here.
Evans says the new administration will face daunting economic challenges, including improving inefficiencies in transport and other infrastructure networks that will help unleash Indonesia's economic potential. He also says there is a desire among many Indonesians to return to more traditional inclusive roots in which all citizens can feel comfortable and secure in their own beliefs and backgrounds. Evans believes foreign policy will take a back seat to economic revitalization there, although he expects Indonesia to maintain its long-held, non-aligned role.